right. I think it was another good practice. Guys played fast, and we got a lot done today. So one more little deal tomorrow with the mock game, and then we'll be ready to go. So with that, I'll take your questions.
Hey, Pat, with Sanford not practicing, do you guys have enough at the end?
Yeah.
Stevens and then Stanford.
Yeah, you know, we'll have a rotation in there. We'll cover it up the best we can.
Won't have to make a roster move or anything.
At this point, no. Well, Ronnie Cameron, you know, we'll make Ronnie Cameron become active. Yeah.
And is Phil Taylor going to be active? Right.
I mean, yeah, he's ready to go. Yeah.
Sorry, did you say Ronnie Cameron?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Ronnie Cameron. Yeah. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
What kind of a week has Mo Mass looked? Does he look ready to get in there and get some things done?
Yeah, he had a good week of practice. Good week of practice. So we'll see. We'll see. I mean, on Sunday, how it plays out. But he's ready to go.
Excuse me. Am I missing something? If you activate Ronnie Cameron and Phil Taylor, do you have to make another move, or am I missing somebody there?
No. We'll be all right.
So you have two openings.
My math is good.
Yeah, your good math is good. Yeah, I guess mine is not.
Huh? All right.
I thought. Yeah, it's, you activate two. I thought you have one opening right now.
We do.
Okay.
All right. I'll double check it for you if you want, but I think it's good.
Had Mo Mass is going to be active on Sunday, or is that not definitely?
No, he's ready to go. We'll see. He's ready to roll.
Pat, I want to ask you this just because it seems like, you know, your young receivers have really been coming on strong in recent weeks. What kind of challenge will it be figuring out how to divide snaps and how to work Mo Mass back into the rotation?
Well, I think we've rotated the receivers throughout the year, and when we put the plan together, there's certain things they're in for and certain things they're not, and so we're used to doing it, so we'll get him back in there as much as we can if he's active.
Pat, when you're in the offseason or looking big picture, do you look at this division and say, we need to find a quarterback who can compete with Ben and Joe? And then do you think you found that guy in Brandon?
Well, we'll see. I mean, we're playing this thing out and trying to win games. It's important that you have a quarterback that you can say is your guy, that you can move forward with. And so we've seen the improvement in Brandon, you know, that he needs to make. And now it's a matter of us playing out the last half of this season and fighting to get victories and fighting to put ourselves in a position to do what we all want to do. And I think that's where we're at. And, you know, that can be said about the quarterback, the receivers, the running back. And so we're just, you know, trying to fight and win games.
How is that a process, too? Because we see in some other places this season guys that had a lot of success in their rookie seasons are kind of struggling a little bit this year. Either the league's caught up, the team's not as good, and they're kind of fighting it. How difficult is it to maintain that from your rookie year into your sophomore season as a quarterback?
Well, I think you got to just continue to improve and work. You know, some of the things around you can't control, but what you can control is your play and how you lead your team. And I think the young quarterbacks that are playing this year, the rookie quarterbacks, I don't think any of them have played perfect games. I would imagine each coach would say they're seeing improvement from their guys. And each team is different. Each situation is so different that, you know, it's somewhat individual in terms of how the quarterback improves and how the team does. And so those are really kind of off-season talks, you know.
And I spoke with Brandon Jackson. You know, as you might expect, he's a little dissatisfied with not being able to get mm-hmm. in there. And I'm curious as to what was the criteria used for having him inactive, and can you just talk a little bit about his situation?
Well, I'm glad that he wants to play, and I'm glad he's dissatisfied with that, and I see that. He's out here practicing hard every week, and, I mean, who knows whether he'll be active or not on Sunday. I mean, it's, you know, everybody that's healthy and ready to play needs to be ready, and he's handled that extremely well, and I would anticipate that anybody that's not active ought to be disappointed that they're not.
Greg Little's catches are down at this point. Just wondering, is he...
Compared to last year at this time?
Well, I mean, he's on pace for 44, and he had 61 catches last year.
Mm-hmm.
Just wondering, I mean, is he battling through some things this year, or is there any particular reason why perhaps his catches are a bit down?
No, I think we've spread the ball around a little bit. I think that is maybe one reason for it. And, No, he's competing and battling, and he's making the same improvements I see in other players. And so the big thing is he just keep fighting. And as you know, there are games when catches come in bunches, and you might get a few. And then there's some games when you maybe get one or none. And, you know, I think that's just what, you know, it just happens that way.